Yes, right now here on Sports Overnight on RSN 927. It's our pleasure to be joined by the one and only Chief. Check him out anytime at the Chief Sports on Twitter, live from the US, New York. How are you, Chief?
Oh, very good, Scott. Good to be on with you. It's been a while.
Yeah, absolutely, mate. And how's life in New York treating you at the moment, mate? How's isolation, quarantine going?
Yeah, not so bad. I'm not in the city right now. I'm just outside the city with my parents at their house. A lot of people have escaped New York City. And obviously, New York has been, you know, kind of the epicenter for, you know, this virus in the U.S. But things are definitely getting a lot better, and numbers are down, and we're hopefully approaching some normal. Well, you know, won't be ever really be normal, but at least a resumption of some things pretty soon. So hopefully we've definitely seen the worst of it, and we hopefully can move on from here.
Chief, all the rage at the moment over there and over here on Netflix and the like is the Last Dance documentary, Michael Jordan documentary, and of course so much to come out of it, obviously, and an incredible series to watch. But I just wanted to chat about a couple of things in particular with you about it. Scottie Pippen, and I think even a few people have said to be beyond livid with Jordan for portrayal in the Last Dance. What do you make of it all?
Yeah, well, you know, it's interesting because the documentary, generally, the subjects don't have, you know, final cut and the ability to look at the product and cut, take out things or add things. And so there's a little bit of a slanted, I mean, obviously very slanted documentary to where Michael Jordan was able to tell his story. And yeah, there's been a lot of issues. Scottie Pippen, his Robin to, you know, to Batman, you know, he really took some abuse in the documentary. He's very upset, you know, mentioning just, you know, how he's portrayed as being selfish. He's portrayed, you know, just different instances, you know, maybe not being the best teammate. And you know, rightfully so, Scottie Pippen is upset. Horace Grant, his former teammate, former, you know, really star with that group, you know, also saying that, you know, Jordan snitched and kind of broke some of the rules of being a teammate, and what happens in the locker room kind of stays in the locker room. So there has been quite a bit of criticism of, you know, Michael Jordan through the documentary, you know, by his former players, but his former teammates, but still overall the viewers have loved it. And again, you know, Michael Jordan has got as big an ego as anyone in sports. So, this kind of just fueled it a little bit, but at least, you know, a lot of the story got out there, some really fun footage, and you know, obviously this would have been a huge documentary, a huge, you know, any time of the year, any moment it came out. It was supposed to come out more towards the summer after the NBA season was over, but they put a rush on it because of what's going on with the quarantine situation, and you know, obviously it's been as big a story as anything in sports right now, because unfortunately, you know, here in the U.S. and throughout most of the world, there's very little live sports. So, yeah, obviously a huge documentary event, but to call it a true documentary probably isn't fair, because it was definitely Michael Jordan telling his story.
Michael Jordan's training camp bust-up with Steve Kerr, Chief, has become the stuff of legend, and the incident was revisited, obviously, in the Last Dance doco, and it emerged the last couple of days, too, that a couple of former AFL coaches were there to witness the incident. They were sworn to secrecy by Jordan himself at the time, but it's been quite fascinating over here to talk about that the last couple of days, but just quite an amazing incident either way.
Yeah, and it really, you know, was a moment of team building, because Steve Craig just kind of joined the team, and it's interesting that there was the AFL twist to it, but, you know, obviously it's probably something that helped them going forward as teammates. And, you know, those kind of instances, you know, usually are actually bonding and galvanizing, because the next day they were able to pretty much kind of smooth it over a bit, and obviously Steve Kerr was very valuable to those, you know, to those teams, and then he's gone on to obviously have a phenomenal coaching career. So those moments, I'm sure, help in terms of developing relationships with players. But it was cool to see the AFL angle on it.
Chief, a good segue, actually, on Michael Jordan. I was reading something just before on the BBC, mate. Do you find yourself that he was a great leader, or someone who went a bit too far, I guess, in light of incidents like the Steve Kerr incident?
Yeah, I wouldn't put too much stock into that particular thing. You know, Michael Jordan, he was a different type of leader in that he was going to be someone that, you know, he was such a perfectionist. And he was so... you know, intense that it did, you know, spread to the rest of the team, that they had to have a similar level of competitiveness, that you weren't going to be able to get away with being lax as a teammate. You know, he wasn't really the classic leader, you know, that real like rah-rah guy, certainly not someone that was going to, you know, get everyone together and kind of be cohesive force for a team, but someone who was so great that he kind of forced his teammates to be great as well, or at least to you know, at least play up to his standards. So I wouldn't put him as one of the great, you know, obviously he's the, you know, in right up there as, you know, the greatest team sport athlete of all time, certainly in North America. But I wouldn't put him as maybe one of the great leaders, other than just leading by example and obviously being so overly competitive that he kind of forced his teammates never to be lax. And the fact that maybe he was a bit of a bully as opposed to a leader, and that works when you're at that level. But it showed generally that, the documentary that... you know, what he was as a player and as a teammate. But, I would think there's, you know, some other, you know, more classic leaders in sports that were a little bit better in terms of that. But, obviously there's just no doubt on his impact on the game and just what he was as a player. One of the greatest of all time.
We're chatting to the Chief. Check him out anytime at the Chief Sports on Twitter here on Sports Overnight on RSN 927, all things US sport. And as you said, the Last Dance documentary would have been huge anyway, but even more so with the lack of sport on at the moment. But on that note, though, Chief, the NBA hopefully will resume late July, I believe.
Yeah, and that is the plan and the hope, that they're going to start back in Disney World in Orlando, Florida, kind of have a camp type situation where, you know, the players will all be there and, really won't be able to leave or have people come in and get going again. Again, nothing is finalized, nothing is set in stone, but, hopefully they will be starting back. Still no talk exactly what the formatting will be or the scheduling. The NHL has come up with a plan where they're going to have, instead of the top 16 teams make the playoffs, they'll have the top 24. They'll have the top four in each conference kind of play a little bit of a round robin for seeding, while the other teams will be playing to advance and really get the playoffs going. So the NBA may adopt something similar to that, where the bottom teams are kind of eliminated, the regular season ends, and they get to a tournament process. But again, nothing has been set in stone, but hopefully this will be able to happen. This past weekend was Memorial Day weekend, and really was kind of the first time where a lot of places did have people getting together. So we're going to find out, as the virus seems to work, in about a week or two, how that'll have happened, how that'll, you know, the results of that. So hopefully there won't be an uptick in cases or anything of that nature. So that would definitely help move the NBA along and get them going. And this does seem like a pretty viable plan. Obviously there'll be no fans, but, you know, people are dying for, I shouldn't say that. People are really, really wishing to have some live sports and some distraction. So hopefully we'll see that very soon at the NBA.
Chief, I believe on ESPN2, Dallas Mavs owner Mark Cuban has suggested a plan to the NBA league office that would include all 30 NBA teams playing 5 to 7 regular season games before a play-in tournament to determine the final two playoff seeds. What do you make of that?
Yeah, I mean, that's a good idea. You know, again, it's something similar to what the NHL is doing. But, yeah, just to have a bunch of regular season games that will almost kind of act like preseason-type games. And I think that's probably a good idea. I don't think you want to be starting with game one being a playoff game. Just the level of intensity will be kind of hard for the players. Plus, you just don't want to have that potential for injury. You don't want to have superstars playing 40 minutes right away. So to have a bunch of regular season games and those bottom teams still fighting for positioning and playoff seeding, but then to have that little play-in tournament, I think is a good idea, and I think something maybe the NBA will consider. So hopefully, that plan will something like that will happen.
Chief, you spoke about the NHL there as well as the NBA. What is the state of some of the other pro sports in the US? Obviously, it's the off-season for the NFL at the moment. They're hoping to go as is later in the year and hopefully start on time. But what about the baseball? Not such good news there.
No, and it isn't. And this would be, you know, really, you know, kind of when baseball season was really getting going. It would be about 2 months in. Baseball, they have just such a history of issues with the ownership and the players. The players' union is very strong, for better or for worse. For better for the players, maybe for the worse for the fans, because they are having a very hard time coming up with just agreeing on money. And, obviously the owners are, you know, proposing a very scaled-back salary structure, and the players are fighting it. And, a lot of the reports are that they're very, very far apart, and the likelihood of them coming to an agreement is very low. So that is very disappointing. And baseball would be a little trickier. They have thought about a similar concept, having everyone maybe in Arizona or in Florida, and playing similar to the style where they in spring training where, again, it would be no fans, but it would be, the teams would be very close together in terms of geography. Baseball is, very far away from coming up with any sort of agreement. Yeah, the NFL is really hoping to go ahead. They have, right now, planning on going ahead. They have released the schedule. Again, no talk on will there be spectators, maybe spectators later in the season. So I'm not sure. I know, college football, too, which will be starting, right at the end of August, early September. I know colleges are selling tickets, so they're trying to at least plan on going ahead. But again, it's everything is so much in flux. I would have a hard time believing that we're going to be having full, 100,000 people in a football game. But we'll see how it goes. But unfortunately, baseball is looking very bleak, but the other sports looking much better.
Chief, a bit of golf and NFL, I guess, too, mate. Tiger Woods and Peyton Manning defeated Phil Mickelson and Tom Brady on the weekend. How did that come about?
Yeah, this is, obviously brought together, money, going to be raised for charity, for COVID relief. And, it was very entertaining, a very popular event, obviously, with no other live sports, really. And it was, a fun little, in Florida, again, no spectators, but, had, Charles Barkley there as one of the announcers, and, it was a really interesting day for Tom Brady, who struggled for much of it, but ended up, holding out from the fairway on one of his shots. It's the, classic kind of Tom Brady clutch, moment, and he split his pants at one point. It was a lot going on, it was Tiger Woods and Peyton Manning, I think, just winning by one hole over Tom Brady and Phil Mickelson. But again, it was nice to see a competitive event, and golf should be starting back. I believe in a couple of weeks they're ready to go in mid June, which is just a couple of weeks away with the tournament. So hopefully we'll be seeing golf. I think we've seen a hint of tennis and some potential for some tennis soon. We've had horse racing running here, and then that's been good. That's the one kind of savior, as you guys have as well. Also, the UFC has had some events, and they're continuing to have some events. So there is, I think, a little bit of a light at the end of the tunnel here when it becomes, as a sports fan here in the U.S., and you know, we saw, obviously, the German Bundesliga get going again. So, we're really hoping that the sports will come back, and that will really help in terms of making some normalcy, or, you know, I hate to say, you know, the new normal, but at least we'll have some of that again, because, in terms of entertainment, you know, it's not like there's fresh TV shows coming out or anything like that. Productions have been sold, and there's really, you know, so little going on in terms of everything. So hopefully we'll get sports back very soon.
Yeah, Chief, quite fascinating to watch some of that tennis at West Palm Beach in Florida at someone's house, I believe. I think of late, so it's been quite incredible and a sign of the times, obviously. But just a couple more before that you go, Chief. Really appreciate your time and being so generous with it. The Chief, check him at any time at the Chief Sports on Twitter, all things US sport. The very sad news, so I heard the other day, Chief, that former Utah Jazz coach and obviously NBA legend in Jerry Sloan passed away.
He fantastic head coach. He was the head coach of the Utah Jazz in that Last Dance documentary, and it was really so much of that was that, that classic series with the Chicago Bulls and the Utah Jazz and the Game 6 and the flu game. And it was, Jerry Sloan leading the way for the Utah Jazz as the coach. Had a fantastic coaching career, and it was sad to see him pass. And the Utah Jazz and the NBA fans have been memorializing him during this time. Yeah.
And I heard, Chief, that NBA legend Patrick Ewing tested positive to coronavirus. How's he going?
He's doing much better, yes. Very scary when you hear that. He was actually hospitalized, but he's out of the hospital. So I believe he's doing much better. And, it is, you know, just so scary that, you know, anytime you have, because, you know, from one person to another, I mean, I'm not, you know, going to get into the science of it, but I don't know, some strains are worse than others or how it particularly hits you. So, you know, anytime anyone is diagnosed with a positive result, you're just, you know, always so concerned. And the fact that he had to be hospitalized, but it does seem that he's, you know, out of the woods, he's out of the hospital, and you'll be hopefully back coaching college basketball at his alma mater at Georgetown. As college basketball starts a little bit after the NBA season, so that would be sometime in November. So hopefully, college basketball will be going again. But you know, a lot of questions about actual college, the classes, and how that's all going to be rolled out for the new school year starting in August and September. So. So much in flux and so many questions, and so it's so hard to really say anything with definity. But hopefully, college sports will be able to get back going again. They had an unfortunate, you know, they had to end their season, you know, right before the tournaments were starting and right before the big dance and the March Madness. And so it was very disappointing for those young kids. And a lot of them, you know, aren't going to be playing college basketball again as they, you know, moved on and graduated. So, hopefully we can get college sports back as well.
Fingers crossed, Chief. Thanks very much for your time once again, mate. Great to hear your voice, and obviously it's great to hear you well, and stay safe and stay well, and we look forward to chatting again soon. Thanks again.
No, same to you, Scott, and all the listeners out there. And hopefully we'll be getting back to more normal life very soon.